Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Terry and Robin's Power Hour, a show where we create our own reality. Thanks for joining us. So pull up a chair and enjoy the adventure. And now, here's Terry and Robin.
Listening to the Power Hours with Terry and Robin. And I am joined, of course, by my partner, my love, my lady, my sweetheart, my best friend. Robin, how you doing tonight, darling?
I'm pretty good there, sweetheart. Hanging in.
Well, this is good. Yeah, so that now that we finally got electricity back at the house, good grief.
Yeah, that was trying. To say the least, 2 days, no electricity.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of fun for one day, but then when I had to get up the next morning and go to the airport with no electricity, no water, no running water, because, of course, you know, the well pump isn't pumping water. And,
right.
You know, so, yeah, it was, and then a long trip with, you know, just the baby wipe shower. That was,
yeah, it's not so much fun.
It was a long day yesterday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, here we are. I am, of course, safely ensconced in my hotel room in San Jose, California, looking out across the mountains. And our mountains are way prettier. These are just brown. Still a nice view, but I like our mountains better. I like the view out my front window. Actually, I like the view. What's that country song? Is the best view is on my front porch looking in. But anyway, so here we are celebrating Mabon, the fall equinox.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it the year has flown by.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're working toward the end of the year, and it just seems like it's flown away. I don't know if that's you know, the years seem to go faster when you get a few more years behind you, but it's definitely. It definitely flown by. It's been an eventful year, and you know, equinoxes are always a good time to reflect, and particularly this one. I always think the fall equinox is a particularly powerful time to contemplate, reflect, look at balance. We're moving from the you know, we've been, you know, but we've already passed the peak of the sun god's power, and the sun god has been diminishing, and, you know, now is that period of kingship. And yet it's still we're passing into the time where the days are going to be shorter than the nights again.
Mm-hmm.
When the darkness seems to be prevailing and we're really conscious of the path spiraling inward. And so contemplation seems an appropriate approach to this fall equinox and our looking at balance. Now, what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, like you said, the equinox is always about balance and about finding your footing underneath you and but also about looking back and seeing where you've come from, say, the beginning of the year or from this time last year. I tend to look at my year from holiday to holiday. So I look back to last Maybon and think, well, what has changed? Where have I come? You know, what fruit have I reaped? You know, what did I plant last year that now is coming to fruition and then I can either end or harvest or change accordingly to suit my new needs. And these holidays are really, they are steeped and they originate from, you know, agricultural practices, but they're also reminders to
get me on one of my pet topics.
Yeah, well, they're also reminders to make sure that we are, you know, keeping in touch with ourselves, our own inner self, and that we have goals that we set and that we, you know, attain. And if we haven't attained that goal, then perhaps we need to make some changes and to do some self-evaluation. And this is how we move forward in life. You know, we don't mark time. We didn't invent time and mark days just to, you know how old we were when we died. I mean, it's about moving forward through your life and making changes and adjustments and setting goals and, you know, reaching those goals and having achievements and being the best person that you can be and fixing the things that need fixed, because none of us are perfect. And it's a constant whittling down of getting rid of things that we don't need and behaviors that we don't want anymore and just trying to make ourselves the best we can be on any given day. That doesn't mean being perfect. That doesn't mean having everything, you know, having all the toys and having all the cool clothes. And that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about inside. Today may be a harder day than yesterday. Tomorrow might be better than today. So you just, on every day, just, you know, don't beat yourself up too much. You know, just go with your day and be who you are and own your shit and own your crap, and life will be a lot happier.
Yeah. You've touched on two of my favorite, and I'm gonna address one of them first, and then I'm going to jump onto the big one. But you mentioned we invented time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that is important for people to realize, is that time is a manifestation created within this mortal shell so that we can learn, so that we can have cause and effect, so that we can plan and grow and learn. Without time, without that human construct, all things do happen simultaneously. Everything is at once.
Mm-hmm.
Linear time is purely a human construct, and you made a very valid point about we invented that to learn. Really, that's the whole purpose. Not like you said, you know, very, very nicely said, not just to know how old we are when we die, but to use that cause and effect, to use the linear construct so as to learn and grow and develop and be better.
Mm-hmm.
And the other topic, of course, is I have been on this, I guess, for 20 years, talking about our agrarian roots, how far we are removed from our food and how we don't always fully understand where these festivals come from. and how they're celebrated, why they're celebrated the way they are. And, you know, no harvest. You know, well, let's back up. This is the fruit harvest. This is fruits and nuts and berries are being harvested right now and preserved for the year.
Yes.
Now, that's for the year, really, because there's not going to be another fruit harvest until next year.
Mm-hmm.
So if we want fruits and nuts and stuff like that in our diet and berries, all of that has to be pulled in now, and it has to be pulled in pretty much right now before that first frost, because a lot of stuff will be damaged. So this is that perfect time. It's ripe. It's ready. You've got to pick it, get it out of the field so it's not left to the frost. But also, there's preparing for the future. You and I were talking a few minutes ago before the show started, and we were talking about planting seeds, preserving seeds. You eat the apple and throw away the core. Well, you know, you wasted the seeds that can
and
be planted to create, and the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at how are we going to hold back some to get us through the winter.
Mm-hmm.
We're coming into a time period when the earth is not able to provide. That is so important to understand. As we move into this dark time of the year, the mother and the father, the sun god, has nourished the earth, and the earth has given us all of this bounty. And if we just consume it blindly and with wild abandon, then we starve during the winter.
Mm-hmm.
It is so important that we use this time to prepare, that we save back not just enough to feed ourselves, but also to whatever livestock, if we need to feed them any of the, you know, the sweets to keep them, you know, healthy during the winter, because they can't survive just on food, on grains.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we've got to have some of that for the food, for the animals that we're keeping. And, you know, in about 6 weeks, we'll talk about, you know, the culling of the herd, but that's the last festival, the last harvest. But we're also, we've got to look at preserving food. We also have to look at, do we need to replant? Now, a lot of the fruit is perennial. It's going to do its thing. It's going to come back every year with or without us. But keeping back some to grow, for new growth, for new planting, adding to the orchard, adding to, expanding, and making plans for bigger and better next year. All of this has to be taken into account before we sit down to feast. Before we sit down to celebrate, we have to remember the responsibility we have to the future. Not just in the moment. We can't just say, thank you for the bounty, and consume it all. We have to look at the future. And I believe that all of the harvest festivals, to a certain degree, remind us of that, particularly when we look at the agrarian roots of these festivals, at the people living in full connection with the earth that understood these cycles. These are the people that gave us these festivals. These are the ways that we need to remember going forward. Because if we lose these old ways, you know, the joke is you need, once in your life, you need a doctor, a lawyer, and a clergy person. And every day, three times a day, you need a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, if we lose these old ways, we lose it all.
Yeah.
And this understanding of the cycles and of the beauty and the magnitude of the earth and how she provides for us. But we have a responsibility to provide for ourselves as well, to help So, anyway, that's my great diatribe on the festival. Any thoughts before we get started with the ritual, my love?
Nope, that was pretty much it.
All right. Well, thank you very much for feeding the conversation in the direction I needed it to go. You are wonderful.
Thanks.
All right, with that,
pretty
I believe,
cool.
Yeah, we make a good team.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we should do this for the rest of our lives. I like it. All righty then. So, with all of that said, I believe it is time to get this party started. All of our ritualists are here and raring to go. So, why don't you get us started, love?
Everybody, just take a deep breath. Be present. And exhale all the chaos of your day. Become aware of the people around you, both physical and in other places around the globe. We've come together in spirit to celebrate yet another turning of the wheel. We are
and
Avon.
As you are...
Go ahead, sorry.
And as you are aware of the people around you, creating this circle in time and space, open your crown chakra and feel the beautiful blue-white light of the universe enter the top of your head, down through your crown. Feel it as it fills you, past your third eye, past your throat, down to your heart and solar plexus, the beautiful blue-white light of the universe filling your body, to your second chakra, to your roots. Feel that power, feel that beautiful blue-white light filling you, and then your root chakra opens, and the light spills down into your legs and feet and toes, back up into your arms, down into your hands and fingers. Raise your hands in front of you. Open your palm chakras and let that light beam out of you, connecting with all of the people listening to my voice tonight, across the globe, surrounding the globe, in a web of blue, white light from heart and hand to hand and heart, surrounding the globe, connecting us all here in this place, in a time without time, in a space without space, a world of our own, created here and now by the we who are connected in this web. I cast the circle of ancient lore.
Waves upon a timeless shore.
It has no beginning nor an end.
It knows neither foe nor friend.
Ouroboros of legends old.
Rings of power forged of gold.
A ring around a silvery moon.
I cast you now, O ancient rune.
Call upon the guardians of the East, the element of air. We invite you to join us this night as we celebrate Mabon. It's a time of gentle breezes and changing leaves. May those winds provide us inspiration during this time of balance between light and darkness. We offer thankfulness for the blessings that the harvest brings. Help us to continue to learn and grow as we go forward into this season. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail.
Hail and welcome.
Powers of the South, element of fire, we call upon you and invite you to join us this night as we celebrate Mabon and the fading sun that has provided the energy needed to bring our crops to fruition. As the sun sets at this time of balance between light and darkness, we thank you for your gifts at this second harvest. May your fires continue to provide us passion and energy as we move forward in the season. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Guardians of the West, creatures of water, we call upon you and ask you to join us this night as we celebrate Mabon. As your gentle rains begin, as we harvest our crops, and as the sun sets on this day of balance between light and darkness, we thank you for your gifts of strength, intuition, as your waters cleanse us and continue to nourish us during this time of abundance that the harvest provides. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Powers of the North, O element of earth, we call upon you and ask you to join us as we celebrate Mabon. As we acknowledge the fertile soil you have provided for this time of harvest, as night falls on this last day of balance between light and darkness, we give thanks for the gifts of prosperity and abundance and all the bounty that has sprung forth from your soil to provide for us. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Ancient ancestors, those who have gone before, we call upon you and ask you that you be with us this night. We honor you and hold you in our hearts tonight, today, and every night. Please share with us your wisdom, that we may best follow the guidance that you given and we received. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
O God, King Stag, join us as the wheel turns, the wheel on which the threads of fate are spun. The actions return upon themselves, and the divine balance is maintained. Lord of the harvest, help us to look forward, set new goals, to know what to keep back for next year. Guide us thus. Be as our Father. Let us look upon the earth and upon our lives and move forward with intent than we were yesterday. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
O Goddess, we do invoke you in your form as Harvest Mother, all-bountiful and provident one. You sustain your children through the winter with the food of the earth, your body. Help us to see the interdependence of life upon life. Help us to see how to plan for the future and to grow. It is you who decree the fall of the crops. You weave the threads of fate from which the web of life is fashioned. All things depend upon all others, and all originate with you. Join us, we pray, O Goddess, in this, our holy rite. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Tonight we celebrate the Feast of Mabon.
The autumnal equinox, a day of balance, of going within ourselves to reflect. It is a time of preparation of home and of our hearts for the coming long, dark season. A time when it is important to clear out the cobwebs of our lives and our insides. So we can rebalance and be strong to move forward through any adversity the coming season may hand us. It is an opportunity to take stock and put up the abundance of the previous harvests, a time to be grateful for the past boons granted, and a time to look at lessons learned. Tonight is your chance to find your footing, stand tall, and meet what comes with courage, inner peace, and strength. Only through balancing our lives can we stand tall as a tree against the coming winds.
Tonight we'll participate in a guided meditation. We will seek a state of gratitude and join in the celebration of the balance within. And, of course, the external harvest. We will witness the bounty of the Holy Ones. Tonight, we will embrace the joy, the beauty, and the endless bounty of the Holy Ones. Tonight, we celebrate their gifts to us.
Take a deep breath in. And let it out. Another deep breath in. And let all the stresses of your day float out with your breath. Close your eyes. Find a comfortable position. Listen. Listen to your body. Listen to the rhythms. Feel yourself floating in that place of peace. Listening to the rhythms of you. Float there and relax. Enjoy this moment. And now become aware of a circle of benches, your new surroundings. A compass in the floor, in the ground, in the center of the circle. 8 paths disappear into the trees. Tonight we take the western path. There's a crisp in the air. The leaves have begun to take on color, the hints of reds and yellows. Feel that sharpness, that slight cool, a little crisp. It's not cold, but it's certainly chunking at it. The grass is tall and beginning to brown around you. Look out across it. See the waves of the wind playing on the grains. In time, you come to a stone bridge crossing a creek of rapidly moving water. Step up onto the bridge and pause at the peak. Look up the hill at the water flowing down the creek, splashing against the rocks. Feel the mist on your face, the cool cleanness of the water. And now take all of the burdens that you are carrying, all of the anger, all of the resentment, anything that is holding you back, and see it materialize one by one, burden by burden, on the rail of the bridge. You may see these burdens as bundles wrapped up with string, bricks, or just a box of rocks. Whatever it is that symbolizes the weight and the burdens you've been carrying, see them one by one piled up on the rail of the bridge. You may even notice that there are more bundles or rocks or bricks there than you realize. Things that you may not have even been conscious of, but the goddess knows. And she is going to take those as well. Give the pile one last look, and then sweep it into the creek. Watch it fall. See as it splashes, joining the rocks below and then swept away by the fast-moving water. These are the goddess's problems now, her burden. She has taken them. Some she may give back, because some have to be worked out in their own time. But for now, you are free, cleansed, and with nothing holding you back. Step across the bridge now and enter the realms of the Holy Ones, open and free. Follow the path as it moves into the trees. Smell the pines. See the birds circling overhead. There's beginning to be a fall of leaves. You can hear animals rustling around and playing in them. As the path curves and the trees part, you open up into an apple orchard. People are harvesting quickly. Ladders are standing. People are holding up the ladders. Other people are climbing the ladders. Baskets are being filled and placed onto carts, and the carts are headed off toward town. At the top of the hill, though, you see a tree standing alone, and a man and a woman beckon to you. You walk past the others that are harvesting through a line of trees to the top of the hill, and a single apple tree looming over the entire image. Like this is the great apple tree of all apple trees, standing at the top of the hill, looking down upon all the others. And as you approach, you realize that the man and woman are the god and goddess, calling you to talk with them. Have no preconceived notions of how they will appear. Let them appear to you in a way that is unique and appropriate to you in this time. As you walk up, the god reaches up to the tree and pulls an apple and tosses it to you with a twinkle in his eye. The goddess bids you to eat and enjoy the fruit. as you consume the apple. The God and the Goddess talk with you about your past year, about your plans, about this harvest. How is your harvest going in your spiritual garden? Did the things you planted in the spring come to harvest? Were they tended? Did they wither on the vine? Or do you have a great feast in your spiritual garden? Talk of these things with the God and Goddess as you eat your apple. When you finished your apple, the God reaches for the core. He takes the core, but in your hand remains one seed. You notice now a bare spot in the ground, slightly down the other side of the hill. You follow the God and Goddess as they walk to that bare spot. And you were instructed to plant the seed in the earth. You plant it, and as you cover the seed, a great wheel appears in front of the God. With eight spokes and symbols for each of the seasons at each of the ends of the spokes on the wheel, and the God turns it. And as the wheel turns, you see the seasons pass year by year. The tree grows. During times you are bidden to tend to the tree, to care for it as it grows. Year by year. And then you see the first blooms. And as the first apples ripen on the tree, the wheel stops. The God and the Goddess talk to you now about planting seeds, about plans, about tending to those plans. They call upon you and ask you to reflect. How are you planning for your future? Do your plans extend a few weeks, a few months, or years? Have you had plans that you tended to, or have you had plans that you let fall? Sit now and speak of these things with the God and the Goddess. As you eat the first apple from the tree you planted, listen to them as they give you advice and guidance, ways to help you balance your plans with your desires and to help you to grow. The words and the message may come in words, may be images, or simply a knowing. However it comes, listen to the message. After a time, the God stands, reaches up into the tree, and pulls an object, obviously not an apple. This is your gift from the tree you planted that will help you. Look upon this gift. It may make sense now. It may be a complete mystery and worthy of additional contemplation. accept this gift like all the bounty from the gods with gratitude and knowledge that it is there to help you. God has hugged you now and reminds you that it's time to return to your place in your time. The God spins the wheel backwards, and in a flash, you are back at the tree overlooking the harvest below. The God and the Goddess bid you once more a farewell and their love, and remind you that you can return any time to speak with them. Pass down between the row of trees, back into the woods, across the bridge, back to the circle of benches. Sit quietly. Contemplate the message. Contemplate the gift. Contemplate the bounty and the sheer magnitude of the gifts that you have received throughout the years and the meaning and usefulness of the gift that you were given tonight. It is now time to return to your body. And on the count of three, you will be fully returned. One, you feel weight again. You feel your body around you. Two, slide into your body. Feel your shoulders sliding back in, your arms and your hands. Fingers and toes stretch as you get back in. And three, you are fully returned to your body in this time, in this place.
Goddess, God, ancestors, and gathered beings of light, we've been blessed with your wisdom and guidance, messages, gifts, advice, knowings, gifts granted, and paths forged to new places in our hearts and minds. We are grateful for all these and more. We ask that you continue to guide us towards seeking our personal truths and to look upon us with kind eyes. May we always heed your advice and hear your song in our hearts. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Bountiful and provident Goddess, Mother of the Harvest, Weaver of the Web, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all time. Thank you for your message. Thank you for your gift. Thank you for your guidance and counsel. Help us to continue to grow and contemplate as the season to begin looking within begins. Help us to learn about ourselves and to grow. It is with love and with respect that we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail.
Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
God, King Stag, Lord of the Harvest, Protector, provider. We thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times. We offer you our love and our respect, and we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail.
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 And
hail.
Farewell.
And farewell.
Beloved ancestors, we thank you for being with us, aiding us in this feast of harvest and of gratitude. Please continue to work in our lives and guide us. Help us to listen, for we know we are forever not listening. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Hail
and farewell.
Spirits of the North, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts and power. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail,
hail
and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Spirits of the West, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night as always. Thank you for your gifts. Thank you for that which you have bestowed upon us this night. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and
hail.
Farewell.
Hail and farewell.
And farewell.
Spirits of the South, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts and your powers. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail,
hail
and
farewell.
Farewell. Spirits of the East, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for the gifts you have bestowed upon us this night. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail,
hail,
farewell.
Hail.
Farewell.
Farewell. The circle is open, but never broken. Merry shall we meet, merry shall we part, and merry shall we meet again. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
All right, guys. Thank you for participating tonight. We have a song by Garv the Bard, called The Maybon. And I thought that was somehow appropriate for our evening. So we're going to play that song and then a quick ad and a reminder and a rejoin and stuff. So stick around. This is a little bit longer than the songs I usually play on a ritual night, but it just seems so perfect and appropriate. So everybody stick around. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Here's Dave the Bard with The Maybon.
International Pagan Radio, a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week streaming radio station. We have informative Facebook page, interactive Facebook group, absorbing interviews with musicians, engaging shows with excellent hosts, and dynamic interviews with spiritual leaders. Come join us. We have the very best pagan music from around the world. We feature artists such as Dave the Bard, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, Elaine Silver, Izon, Brian Hinkey, Robin Renee, Fawn, and so many more. All available for your listening pleasure 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are also available on TuneIn Radio. So go to www.internationalpaganradio.com. It's all pagan, all the time.
You're listening to Terry and Robin on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Power, and we are, you are listening to the Power Hours, and, joined tonight, as always, by my bride, my partner, my best friend, my love, my lady, Robin. How you doing, darling?
I'm very good, sweetheart.
All right, and we are also joined tonight by our ritualists. Bring them in one at a time. Nivasi, who called the ancestors and did some announcements, and Vega and Shira, who called the quarters. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
All right. Like hello, hello, hello.
Yeah, that's where
oh.
I was. Exactly. Any minute now, someone's going to break out in song. That, and that's
I'm
the one I heard.
I'm going to go up a fifth on that one.
So, tonight we celebrated Maybon with a little bit new. I think a couple of years I've done a pendulum here, and it seemed like it was time to be a little more reflexive or reflective. So as is usual practice, it's time to talk with our ritualists and see what everybody thought and felt and how it went for everybody. So let's see, Shira, you are up first.
Oh, you better do that while I still am on board here. After three attempts here, I finally got my main computer up and on there. So I missed a good part of the ritual because I fell off a couple times. But the one part I did catch was the gift was a hammer. And I kind of relate to that. And the go with the flow was the message.
Hey, that's all you can do.
And I know what I want to do with a hammer.
All right, fair enough. I think it's time to just move on to Vega now. Vega, sure.
I need a place to hide.
Here's a hat.
Yeah, that'll work.
You're safe. The computer may not be.
Yeah. It was interesting because my gift was nothing, but it came with a knowing wink and a nod, and I think I know what that means. So I'm going to let that lay out there that I already have what I need. So shut up and get to work. And that's probably the message
probably,
as well.
All right. All right, fair enough. Niv, what about you?
I received a leather pouch, and inside that pouch was a buckeye nut. Now, the people from up north don't normally know what a buckeye is.
Not a clue.
A buckeye is like, it's a knot. And there's two different kinds. One's a round one, and one is flat on one side. The one that's flat, you cannot eat. So it's in the South, men and young boys carry this nut as a lucky charm, and in more ways than one, if you catch my drift. it was definitely a sign that I understood, telling me that I need to probably start bringing a little bit more male into the group that we have here. We are missing something. We do have a missing link, so I think that might be it. But that's what I got.
Okay, so yours was about balancing masculine and feminine energies.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're definitely feeling it this time of year. You just do. So
we're going
to work on that. I know my girls are listening in, so ladies, start thinking.
Recruiting.
That's my message.
Yeah.
Well, yes and no.
All right.
We're going to have to work on that balance big time.
All right, fair enough. All right, Robin, darling, what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, as always, this is about reevaluation. I didn't really get a gift per se, other than just the idea that needing to, as always, sit down and maybe reset some of my goals and reevaluate some of the things that I have been assuming, and that I maybe need to maybe change my approach to look at a better way of doing things.
Okay, that sounds ominous.
No, that was just about it.
Run, Terry, run.
Yeah.
So I'm saying that sounds ominous.
Nope.
At least there's a clap of thunder to go with it.
Everyone get underneath that hat.
All righty then. Well, for me, I just had this sense of joy. It was almost tonight more as if I was invoking rather than being in the meditation. I almost felt like I was the one turning the wheel. I had the sense of I was the, I had invoked to a certain degree, and I was very much feeling that, I won't say quite capricious, but there was a twinkle and a glee in the God's feeling tonight. And it, those of you that have been around me when I invoke the Stag King, understand what I mean. That feeling of joy like I said, not quite caprice, but it was definitely a twinkly, playful kind of time and feeling that I had. So I'm gonna leave it at that. But there was a certain joy for me in tonight's meditation that I'm going to carry with me for a while. So thank you to all for participating tonight. I hope that Those that were able to listen did find it meaningful. This was one that I felt particularly well myself. And I think sometimes that comes through more strongly in the meditations. So anyway, that's what I've got. So any other thoughts, anyone want to share anything before we move on to the closing out of the show tonight?
Well, I did notice that the divine had my system working exactly when it needed to. When I needed to call my quarters, then it would go down, then it came up. I could do my release my quarters, then it went down. It came up. So somebody was working out there for me.
kind of
teaches you perseverance just to work through it, even though it's not going exactly according to plan. So it still worked. Even if it's not exactly the way you thought. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the lesson. That's probably my gift.
Yep, you were a trooper.
Patience.
Yeah, usually I'd give up and walk away.
Well, we are honored that you persevered.
Yeah, and as soon as it was over, my main machine came up. It was hilarious. Right on the, 7 o'clock dot, right? I couldn't believe it.
Oh, my.
It was funny.
It took a whole hour.
Yeah. Yeah, that was something. But, yeah, it's always about learning patience. I think that's the main key for me.
Yeah, I learned a long time ago not to pray and ask for patience because I will be given opportunities to learn it.
Yeah, exactly. And they're still trying to teach me that.
Just keep listening, girl. Turn that hearing aid up.
Why she has me.
Mm-hmm. Your dedication to the show is noted. Robin, do you have any final thoughts before we move out of this?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay. All right, well, while the ball is in your court, as it were, would you go ahead and tell people how to get in touch with us today?
Sure. You can reach Terry or myself at Little Stone Bridge Pathworkings page on Facebook. You can also email us at littlestonebridge@gmail.com.
Don't start,
sorry,
Robin, please.
Yeah, sorry about that. This is indicative of we moved the show an hour forward because this time of night I start to lose it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you can reach Terry or myself also on our personal Facebook pages, and mine being Robin A. McKean, or you can reach Terry at RevTerryPowerHP. Either of those are great. You can send us messages or just, post something.
Like the page?
Yeah, like the page.
Yeah, well,
you can also, you can also go and like our Facebook page, which is for the radio station. Terry, what is the Facebook page for the radio station?
Spiritual Unity Radio Network. That one's easy.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, I don't know why, but I can't remember.
It's the email address
that
you know. It's the email address you can never remember.
Right.
That's xurn.org@gmail.com.
That's
all right, well, a couple of programming notes, and then we'll let you get some rest.
Me too.
So, coming up on Thursday night, we're going to have Ariana Silver. Oh, good grief. I'm losing it. Lightning Storm.
Lightning Storm. Lipsology. She's a lipsologist.
Yes. She studies lip prints and can tell you about your life and stuff like that from reading lip prints. So I'm looking forward to hearing about that. It sounds like a fun show. She will be joining us two nights from now. Next week is Voice of Olympus. I don't have a show topic, but it's always a great show. Tune in on Monday night and hear Hercules and Athena, and the Voice of Olympus. A week from tonight, we are going to be doing our wrap-up show on the Fool's Journey Through the Tarot. We did the World card a couple of weeks ago, and we're going to recap the entire Fool's Journey and kind of wrap up the whole theme. On the 29th, the following Thursday, we're going to be interviewing Raven and Stephanie Grimassi. So that's going to be an interesting show and a good time. On the 3rd of October, on that Monday, Voice of Olympus will be talking about worlds beyond our own. And that Tuesday night, 2 weeks from tonight, Robin and I will be talking about ritual etiquette as we continue our series. That one's the 4th of October. And we will be continuing our series of shows with the components of ritual. And last week, Robin and Jackie, a special guest, spoke about invoking or evoking the god and goddess. And then 2 weeks from tonight, we're going to talk about ritual etiquette. On the 18th of October, that Tuesday will be our full moon ritual, so everybody mark your calendars. And the 6th of October, the first Thursday in October, is going to be our open topic night. So Robin and I will be probably surprising you day or two before, letting you know what we've got on tap. Let's see. If you want to meet Robin and I, you can meet us. We're going to be at the South Jersey Pagan Pride, and I believe that's the 8th of October. It's usually the first Saturday in October, so I'm expecting it's the 8th. And then the Florida Pagan Gathering Salon event on the 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th of November, the weekend after Salon. We will be down in Florida speaking down there and sharing the headline with the Grimassis and a few others. So come down to Florida and check out the speeches, meet some great people, and hang out with us a little bit. Robin, did you have anything else before we wrap this up?
No, I just listening and looking forward to some of the shows coming up, meeting some people. Should be fun.
Yeah, so come check us out at some of these events. Come hang out with us, and we're going to program in some time to do counseling sessions is exactly the right word. But we are beginning to work more on expressing ourselves as spiritual and relationship counseling. And Robin's going to be putting a bigger push on her health coaching. So we will be programming in some little 15-minute slots through the day at Pagan Pride, and we're going to be speaking, finding a place to work, as it were, at Florida Pagan Gathering and programming at least part of a day or two. So if you want to have a chance to sit down with us privately, that would be an opportunity for you to sit down with us face-to-face and get to know a little bit more about what we do. So with all of that said, I believe it is just time to thank again our ritualists, the Tuesday Night Coven. Here we are again. You guys are amazing, and the energy you bring is a part of the depth of these evenings. So thank you so much for your participation and for your dedication, Shira.
You're welcome.
have to double your pay.
Awesome, I can retire now.
Run. Run.
Just
everybody's buttering up each other for something.
Thanks to all of the people out there listening who share these Tuesday night rituals with us, whether it's in the archives or live, remember that time is an illusion and that we are all here tonight interconnected in this moment, whether this is across time or just across space. We thank you all for being here, lending your energy. And with that, I'm going to wish you all a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.